Good morning. High pressure is hanging on across interior New York and New England, although a gradual increase in cloud cover is expected after a bit of morning sunshine today. That sun will allow us to come off our chilly early morning lows, mainly in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and climb back into the 50s by lunchtime and lower 60s on average for afternoon highs. So despite mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, a southeasterly breeze will produce seasonably mild temperatures, but it will also draw in moisture, which will eventually lead to thicker clouds and a chance of showers late tonight. A storm system will lift through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada as we head toward the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend. A cold front will approach during the day on Friday. Morning showers are likely tomorrow as that front approaches, and temperatures will warm despite clouds and showers into the middle and upper 60s. A few breaks of sunshine are possible during the middle of the day Friday, then as the front punches through the region, we run the risk at additional scattered showers and thunderstorms for the latter portion of the afternoon Friday and into the evening. Behind this front will start a drying trend late Friday night, and this will produce mostly sunny skies with high pressure building in for the beginning of the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday will allow us to reach into the lower 60s on a northwest breeze. The next disturbance will emerge out of the mid-Mississippi Valley and head in our direction for the second half of the weekend. The timing will be critical to determine if we get any precipitation on Mother's Day. Right now, it looks like we'll start off with some sunshine on Sunday, although clouds will increase and there is the chance of showers for the afternoon and evening hours. This will hold temperatures back into the upper 50s. The brunt of this next system will move through on Monday, however, with a better chance of showers to open up the new work week in the mid-50s and lingering showers into Tuesday and Wednesday in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system currently over the Central Plains will move east as it produces heavy rain and thunderstorms for parts of the Central and Southern Plains, and generally speaking, the eastern half of the country through tomorrow. The cold front associated with this system will dip southeastward and interact with a plume of Gulf moisture, leading to widespread heavy rainfall and thunderstorms over eastern Texas and much of the southeast through tomorrow night. There is a slight risk of excessive rainfall for much of the Mississippi Valley and a moderate risk for the Ark-La-Tex region. A slight risk of excessive rainfall is in effect for the Ohio, Tennessee, and lower Mississippi River Valley regions, as well as a moderate risk for southeast Texas today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the same region through tomorrow morning. Hail and damaging winds are expected to be the main threats. Meanwhile, heavy snow is expected to fall over the Central Rockies, where 1 to 2 feet of new snow is likely through Friday evening. Up to 30 inches of snow is possible for the San Juan Mountains. Lighter amounts of snow are likely over northeastern Minnesota, northwestern Wisconsin, and a small portion of the UP of Michigan, where 2 to 4 inches of snow are expected. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 30, 56% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.36 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, upper 50s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday 67 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 56, that's right on normal for this time of year. No rainfall yesterday, 63 hundredths of an inch for the month, that's 23 hundredths below normal, and 13.27 inches for the year, which is 1.24 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 45. The record high 93 set in 1979, and the record low 27 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m., sunset this evening 8:04 p.m., 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in tonight in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in tonight and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in tonight in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, some sunshine, then increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in tonight in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some sunshine, then increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Thickening clouds with showers moving in tonight and lows near 50. Region-wide for Friday, showers in the morning, then some breaks, and more showers and possibly a thunderstorm late in the afternoon and evening, mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Saturday. Increasing clouds with the chance of showers late in the day Sunday, upper 50s. More showers Monday and Tuesday, upper 50s to around 60. And a chance of showers Wednesday in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.